Direct from the ninth floor of the Hammersmill Broadcasting Tower.
New York City. Paris, France. Munich, Germany. Barcelona, Spain. Athens, Greece. Miami, Florida. Los Angeles, California.
Movies. Music. Internet wonders. Sports.
And now, from Floor 9, high atop the Hammersmill Media Tower, one step from the spotlight with Robert Hammersmill and Rusty Collins.
So I think that it's unnatural to like a man that much.
Hey, buddy, we're on the air. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to One Step from the Spotlight. I'm Rusty Collins alongside Robert Hammersmill. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Well, I got to tell you, we have a great show lined up today. We've got the co-hosts of the podcast, A Boner in the Night. Now, it's not exactly what you might think, but Ronnie Curtis and Russell Wellington Magsby are here to talk about their unique podcast where they discuss misheard lyrics. It's going to be very exciting, I think. And I see no Sharon here today again. What's up, Robert?
Really? I thought you had heard by now, Rusty.
Heard what?
Sharon will not be here today because she is at our lawyer's office, officially filing bankruptcy on Healing by Hugs.
Oh, gee, Robert, I'm sorry. Is you okay?
I'm doing all right. She is pretty broken up about the whole thing. I, on the other hand, I'm actually glad to get our pool house back.
Wait a minute. She was running that business out of your pool house? Didn't she have a storefront or something?
Nope. Once or twice a week, a few weirdos would wander into our backyard with their animals and get massages and sing songs.
That kind of sounds creepy.
Well, at least we agree on one thing. That was some of the creepiest stuff I've ever seen in my life, and I've been to a donkey show.
Let's not talk about that, all right? And I think it's time for three things you need to know.
Three things
you need to know in the world today. Number one, Sharon is bankrupt. That's it. Number two, if you purchased a gift card for your loved ones this holiday season for Healing by Hugs, those will not be honored.
Hmm.
And number three, as we wrap up 2017, I would just like to say this show is amazing, and I can only assume the success will grow in 2018.
Yeah, I heard different.
We have an email.
Have an email.
Really? Who is it this week?
This is an email from A&W Root Beer. They have sent us a cease and desist. They say, do not ever use the phrase on air, sorries don't make root beer floats. Well, this is bullshit.
That's kind of amazing.
Oh, screw you, Collins.
Oh, come on. It looks like we had our hard break. But here's the thing. They can't tell us we can't use that. We didn't even mention their name. So I'm not. I say it as much as you want.
I'm never going to say it again.
All right. Looks like we did hit our first break. And Phil, our sales guy, has got us a great new sponsor. And after the break, we're going to do our secret sound again. So you guys stay tuned. You're listening to One Step from the Spotlight.
Announcing a new cable television channel designed for today's television viewer, RTBN, the Reality Television Broadcasting Network. All reality, all the time.
This Friday night on a very emotional Going to the Dogs, will the house guest bond or battle?
Jace, I told you never to touch my dog.
You b***h.
My Pookie's a male, Jace, duh.
Then it's the premiere of the RTBN program. It'll set the new standard for reality television. A program so enticing and intriguing that we will not reveal anything until this Friday. Because we know the Fox Network is listening and they'll try to steal it.
That's this Friday night at 8, 7 Central, followed by Celebrity X-Rays only on RTBN.
I was telling my grandma how hard life has been with my small hands. I was never going to be the captain of the football team. I can't play the piano. Playing the guitar with these small hands? Forget it. But then my grandma told me...
Small hands aren't so bad. They make your wingleberry look bigger.
Gee, Grandma, my Wingleberry really does look bigger.
Wingleberry smoothies only at Mugby Junction. Get a free 12-ounce Wingleberry this week only, Monday through Friday from noon to 5 p.m. Mugby Junction with two locations just south of TJ Maxx Center and across from Barlow Plaza on Civic Center Drive.
I'm your comedy robot chick. It's sad how many families are torn apart by simple things like wild dogs.
Direct from the ninth floor of the Hammersmill Broadcast Tower, this is One Step from the Spotlight.
So ask for Lisa and say cream corn. She'll know what you
mean. Hey, man, we're back. We're back on the air, and it's time for...
The secret sound, the secret sound. Come along and play the secret sound. The secret sound, the secret sound.
Come on, everyone. There's a sound to be found.
And we start our contest this week at $1,500 again in Laser? Is that the dude's name? Laser.
Laser from San Diego.
Laser from San Diego gets the first guess. Hello, Laser. For $1,500, give this secret sound a listen. You could win $1,500.
Yeah, bro. Hit me with the sound. Is it a water buffalo having sex with a watermelon?
No, it's not exactly that. Tune in next week, you guys. You'll have a chance to win $1,600 with our secret sound. We should get Phil to get us a sponsor for this.
Yeah, that actually would be a good idea. I was just about to say maybe we should push this off a few weeks. You know, I mean, Sharon is bankrupt right now, Rusty.
Well, are you bankrupt?
How dare you ask me about financial matters?
Yeah. Enough of this garbage. We've got our guys waiting. It's time for our interview. And today on the program, we do welcome Ronnie Curtis and Russell Wellington Magsby. They are co-hosts of A Boner in the Night. It's a podcast about misheard lyrics. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, gentlemen. Could not be more excited to be here.
What a dump this is. Is this where you fellows take?
Watch your mouth. You're a guest here.
Russell, come on, man. Be nice, please.
Ronnie, what made you guys want to do an entire podcast about misheard lyrics?
Ronnie, I'll take this one. People are stupid. Songs are fun. The end.
Listen, dickwad. If you want to leave, you can.
Your hits just went up 300% since we've been on, mate.
Who the hell does this guy think he is?
Take it down a notch, Robert. Ronnie?
We find the people enjoying misheard lyrics, man. It makes them laugh. You know, like this song from Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bad Moon Rising.
Don't go around tonight, well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the right.
See, man, everybody thinks that he's saying, there's a bathroom on the right.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good one. I always think of the one in Dancing Queen. Where they say, feel the beat of the tangerine. That's just amazing to me, because who would play fruit?
No one would play fruit, you dunce. The one that's the most impressive to me that most people don't get is by the band R.E.M. It's the song Losing My Religion. Give it a listen.
That's me in the corner.
Now, to me, it sounds like they're saying, let's pee in the corner, let's pee on the spotlight. I love it.
I think the one that makes me laugh every time I hear it is that Jimi Hendrix song, Purple Haze.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
I swear, every time I hear it, he's saying, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy."
Well, tell you what, man, that actually is one of the top ones.
Say, Robert, do you like kissing guys?
What the hell is your problem?
Sometimes a guy just rubs you the wrong way, you know, and you've done that, mate.
Unfortunately, we run out of time today.
Listen, man, I apologize for Russell's behavior. I don't know what's got into him. I mean, would you guys do us the honor of being on our podcast next week?
Over my dead body.
Yes, we will be there. We thank you for the invitation.
This way you can see how a successful podcast is run.
Keep running your mouth, princess.
Is that what your mother told you?
Thanks to Ronnie Curtis and Russell Wellington Magsby from A Boner in the Night. Tune in next week and we'll be on their podcast. We'll kind of do a cross promotion. And so for Robert Hammersmill.
All right, let's put an end to this. Russell, pull your dick out. I bet mine is bigger.
Oh, my God. All right. Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next week on One Step from the Spotlight.
It's martini time.
You've been listening to One Step from the Spotlight. Mark Poulos plays Robert Hammersmill. John Russell plays Rusty Collins. You can help keep the show going by rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes.